Welcome to Holland. There is a poem by Emily Pearl Kingsley called Welcome to Holland. It's a poem offering comfort to the parents of special needs children. Kingsley, who has a child with Down syndrome, likens the excitement of preparing to be a parent to the excitement of preparing for a beautiful trip to Italy. We have planned for this trip. We are looking forward to so many things in Italy. Everyone is excited for us and the adventure we are undertaking. Then lo and behold, the plane lands in Holland, not Italy. Everything is different than we expected. There's nothing wrong with Holland. We can still have a beautiful and rewarding vacation if we get over our initial disappointment. Kingsley's poem contends that we can learn and appreciate all of the beautiful things that Holland has to offer if we approach it with the right mindset. Our abrupt detour into the land of distance learning, and more appropriately, distance teaching, felt a little like arriving in Holland. None of us imagined this when we signed up to be teachers. When we dreamt of being educators, the image we held in our minds was not that of us sitting at a computer all day creating digital lesson plans and only interacting with students over a screen. We anticipated moments of connection and laughter in the classroom, watching students collaborate and problem solve, and being engaged and excited. That magical moment when we observe a student grasping a concept they had been struggling with, this was Italy, and what we had spent years training for. It was what we were used to. We knew the language. Ramping up our knowledge of instructional technology, chasing down students to get work turned in, having a lot of that work be uninspired or incomplete, was not. Holland was seeming stressful and unfulfilling. The novelty of wearing pajamas to work and using the bathroom whenever we wanted quickly wore off. When the original shelter-in-place orders got extended, and the reality that we would not be returning to campus for the rest of the year sunk in, there was a genuine grieving that occurred. In many ways, we had been cheated out of the best part of the year with our students. We didn't get to say goodbye or celebrate the end of the year the way we were used to.